Lawrence, back in another final again, and I suppose losing to Karen Dunne last year, hoping to go one better this year?
It was probably a year too soon for us. We won the Junior B the year before, and then Karen was just a step too far for us last year. We sort of froze in the day. We were good for the first 15 minutes, and then we collapsed after that, but hoping to go one better this year.
And tell me, team-wise, have you much the same squad and team as you had last year?
Much the same squad, Tom. We've Mairead Walsh back from travelling the world, and Laura Reid came in this year. Has been two big additions to the squad.
And tell me about the campaign so far.
The first match we played away down, we're away to Glen, the first round. We won handy down there, but fair play to Glen. But Snaggy gets scores, and they travel to Burncranaway, a much stronger team than they had at home after losing the first game heavily. But we managed to win that game as well. And we played Naevora. It was something the same. We beat Naevora well down there, and they travelled stronger to Burncranaway again. They're the stronger team in Burncranaway than they had at home. So it's credit to both clubs that they came to Burncranaway the stronger team after getting well beaten at home.
Yeah, so you feel you're well tested?
We're well enough tested now. We've good enough campaign in Division 2 all year. This is the first year in Division 2. We've lost to four Masters, but we beat every other team in it, We beat Conway and beat Cador. Yeah. We beat Glenties earlier on in the year in the league, but they were weak that day. I'm sure they have a stronger team coming tomorrow than they had that day down in Glenties.
Yeah, and tell me, in terms of determination, I'm sure there's quite a strong determination, given you have so many in the squad from last year, to go that one better this year.
Well, that's one thing we're blessed with, Tom, is leaders all over the pitch, like from Danielle Lahore, full-back, and Kirsty Grant, centre-half-back, Doreen McGee and Deirdre Grant in the middle of the field. We have leaders all over the place.
Yeah. And in terms of team for tomorrow, have you got everybody, you know, coming toward the end of a long season, normally injuries crop up and can become a problem?
Well, one player, the last reported sighting was in Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. She's away in honeymoon, Catherine McLaughlin. She's missing, and one of our most promising young players, Alison McGonigal, she'd done her cruciate couple of months ago. She's out, but apart from that, we're full strength for tomorrow, Tom.
Yeah, and as you said, played Niamh Connell earlier in the season, but expecting a stiffer challenge tomorrow.
Definitely. The quality of players that they have to come in, like, that weren't playing that day, like the couple of McDonald sisters, Alana and Aoife McDonald, and Ward sisters and Emily Thompson, that they're strong side now.
Yeah. Are you better than last year?
I would say we are, Tom, and another year's experience in playing Division 2 has brought us on. And our younger players have improved, and they've trained really well all year from February on. We're training in Nellie's Hall in February, doing indoor work and core work and that, and they've been brilliant. The commitment's been unreal. I've never worked with a team that worked as hard for the whole year. The numbers have been brilliant all year.